Hi, I'm Jennifer Hancock. I am the author of several books about humanism and founder of Humanist Learning System, which provides online learning opportunities for personal and professional development. Now, today I want to talk about ethics and the fact that it all depends on the circumstances you're in. The reality is nothing is inherently immoral or moral, right? That's not how the universe works. If you have a value system, if you're religious, that's fine. But whether something's moral or immoral still depends on circumstances. I'm not saying that there isn't any values. There are absolutely values. All right. I have a very strong set of values that's based firmly in compassion. And I'm sure you have a value system too, whether it's based in compassion or on your faith or whatever. That's fine. The problem isn't that we don't have values. We do have values. The problem is how we apply those values to come to a moral conclusion depends entirely on circumstances. So where does that leave us, right? How do we decide what is good and bad in any given situation? Well, it requires us to think. That's where it leads us. It requires us to think. Now, I'm a humanist. I do not believe in absolute values. I don't believe in absolute ethics. I believe in situational ethics. So I have this value system that says if it helps people, it's good. If it hurts people, it's bad. When in doubt, do the most good and the least harm, right? So there's three pillars of my value system there. I still have to apply those to real situations, right? We don't live in an ideal world. We live in the real world. And in the real world, we go from situation to situation to situation, and we are called upon to apply whatever our values are to the situations we find ourselves in. And this is why you'll have situations where you do have to ask, is it moral to kill one person to save 1,000? And that's the question that had to be asked when they were deciding whether or not to kill Osama bin Laden. Right? Is it moral to kill a guy? Well, it's not, generally speaking, it's not moral to kill anybody. But is it moral to kill one person to save 1,000? Most people answer that in the abstract as yes, but the reason we debated whether or not it was moral to kill Osama bin Laden is precisely because our values that pretty much everybody holds, don't kill, was in conflict with itself, right? In that situation. And this is why it's important that you have a good understanding of what your values are, but you also understand the limits of your values, and you're prepared to make difficult decisions when your values are in conflict with themselves. Is it okay to lie to prevent a murder? Most people would say yes, even though they would all say that lying is bad and murdering is bad. We almost all think that murder is more bad than lying, right? Because the relative harm that's done from a lie versus the relative harm that's done by killing someone, vastly, vastly different. So in every situation you find yourself in, you have to make these decisions. And that's all that situational ethics is. It's an acknowledgement of the reality that our values occasionally come in conflict with one another. And in those situations, we have to make a judgment call. If things were always black and white, we wouldn't need judges, right? But they're not all black and white in reality. Some situations require for us to use our judgment. And don't be afraid of using your judgment. You have a brain. You have the ability to think through these things. What I will tell you is that what makes making these decisions easier is getting good information. If what you think is true turns out to be false, you're going to make a bad decision, right? So it's really important that you apply your ethical reasoning and your critical thinking skills to these situations where your ethics, what is good and what is bad, is not entirely clear. You notice when I said my value is, if it helps people, it's good. If it hurts people, it's bad. When in doubt, do the most good and the least harm, right? That's my, I have a decision breaker, a decision maker, and a deal, you know, a value guide built into my ethics system, because I expect these situations where my ethics are in conflict with one another to occur. And I have a way to break the tie, all right? And that's what ethical reasoning and critical thinking do for you. They help you figure out what is true, and they help you break those ties by figuring out what is going to do the most good and the least harm, and to not assume that because one of my values is good, that it's always good in every situation, because there might be situations where it's the unethical thing to do, and I can't even begin to think about that unless I'm willing to think about it. What I will tell you is that most humans, and this has been studied, most humans all over the globe have the same ethics and values. Like we Americans, we're like really divided, right? We have different opinions on everything from abortion and the death penalty and whether the cops are good or bad. And the interesting thing about all of this is it doesn't matter where you were raised in the world. It doesn't matter what religion you were raised in or without. Most people all over the world value the same things. Most ethical systems, religious-based or whatever, are based on compassion. So the question I always get is like, well, how can people who are both valuing compassion come to such greatly different conclusions about what is ethical to do in this particular situation? And it's because what we know about that situation might be vastly different. Right, I'm having a conversation online right now with someone about the Black Lives Matter movement and the Chicago PD and the use of excessive force by cops. And, you know, there are two sides to that debate. There's the people who feel that they're being abused by the cops, and there's the cops who feel like their actions are justified to keep society safe, right? And somewhere, they're both right. Here's the crazy thing. Both sides of that debate are right from their perspective. What is needed isn't to say that I'm right and you're wrong, but to understand that both are right and to figure out how in these situations, this particular situation, that we can bring these together and figure out how to do the most good and the least harm for both sides of this debate. All right. And that requires us to understand it all depends on the circumstances. It all depends on the situation you find yourself in. And if you're not willing to do the ethical reasoning and the critical thinking and to understand that the people on the other side of this debate from you are using the same set of values as you are, they're just applying them slightly differently because how they see the situation is different, we're never going to come to agreement on these things. All right? So your ethics all depend on the circumstances. How you apply your ethics depends on the circumstances. Even if you think your values are absolute, you're still applying them in individual situations. And all I ask is that you recognize that reality and allow yourself to do the critical thinking that's required to come to even have a discussion about these things. If you want to learn more about situational ethics and how you apply your ethical reasoning, whatever that is, better to your daily life and to get more comfortable with this process so that your ethical reasoning can be good and that you can do a better job of having these important conversations with other people about their ethics and trying to find that common ground, because we do, all humans share a common basic morality, global morality, humanist morality. It's common to all humans. I would recommend going to I have a course called Living Made Simpler, where I really dive into the question of ethics, how they relate to critical thinking, and how to apply them to your decision-making and to other people so that you can actually be that ethical person you want to be and have confidence that you're doing more good than harm, even though you mean well. All right, because there's nothing worse than meaning well and then causing harm and going, well, how did that happen? Right? It happens to all of us. It happens to all of us. All right. So, you know, how do you cope with that? How do you do a better job so that that happens less often? I can help you with that. It's in my course, Living Made Simpler, where we do dive into ethics and things like that. So see you online.